doing Pirkei Avot with Rabbeinu Yonah, and we were up to the third chapter, the 10th Mishnah. We had learned quotes from Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. Now we move on to Rabbi Dosa ben Harkina Somer. Rabbi Dosa, the son of Harkina, says the following: Sheina shel shacharit, sleeping in the morning, v'yayin shel tzoraim, and drinking wine in the afternoon, v'sichat ha'iladim, and having idle chatter with children, v'shivat batei chnesiot shel amei ha'aretz, and sitting in the congregations of common men, motzin t'adam min ha'olam, cause men to exit from the world. Okay, so what causes men to exit from the world? We said sleeping in the mornings, drinking wine in the afternoon, conversation, idle chatter with children, and congregations of Amei Aretz. Explains Rabbeinu Yonah. Sleeping late in the morning, shemvatelet atfilah bizmana, because then a person misses davening on time. Part of our responsibility is to get up and daven. So sheina sheshacharit, sleeping late in the morning. Number two, yain shel tzoraim, shemvatel talmud Torah, umevi lidei avera. What happens? A person could be productive the second half of the day, but instead he drinks wine. So then he ends up falling asleep. He ends up losing it. And then he's not learning Torah. And he ends up doing things he shouldn't really be doing with his time. So the time to drink wine is not in the middle of the day when you still have a day to be productive before you. Sichat ha'iladim. So having idle chatter with children, that's an attraction that grabs a person, because a person really has a tendency to like children. So if you start playing with them and talking with them, you can end up spending a lot of time just talking to them. And then again, a person ends up investing his time improperly. Now, a certain amount of time a person has to invest talking to children. Our sages say the small docha bimin mekarevet. You have a left hand and a right hand, a stronger hand and a weaker hand. You use the stronger hand to pull the child close to you, to invest time with the child. Then you use the weaker hand to tell yourself, okay, I can't take all my time to do this. I have to limit myself. But again, the stronger hand brings the child closer, the Gemara says. So over here we're talking about where it's not an educational conversation. It's just it's fun to just have idle talk with kids. So that's something which a person has to limit also. That's sichat shel yeladim. V'shivat batei knesiyot shel amei ha'aretz. You know, about sichat ha'iladim, one of the things I've noticed is if you don't have anything you have to do, then sitting with kids can be a lot of fun. If you have no responsibilities, so then just listening to them talk and just talking to them, and even though there's nothing productive about it, it's very entertaining. Kids are a lot of fun, and I think that's the idea of sichat ha'iladim, where if you have nothing productive to do, then you could sit there for a long time just playing with the kids, talking to the kids, listening to the kids, but you're not really being productive. So we take a certain amount of time to develop our relationship with children, but this, that's what sichat yeladim is, just idle chatter with the kids. So that's something which a person has to think about when that's the right thing to do, when and how to invest his time. V'shivat batei knesiyot shel amei ha'aretz. V'kama ha'ot b'shivat knesiyotam. When people who are not learned get together, so then there are all kinds of destructive things that emanate from that get-together. What's the focus? Why are we together? You have this very often in carpools, where people sit together and they have no real purpose other than to get to the place together. And then they have nothing to talk about but things that are not really worth talking about. So a person has to think about who are my buddies and where am I spending my time. Motziin et ha'adam min ha'olam. Ki alma nivra adam ach lasok b'torah. Why was man created? Our purpose is to learn Torah, to live a life of Torah. V'hi orech yamim mishnot chayim. The Torah gives us longevity. V'im lokech u'dvarim keile, lama lo chayim? And if he's going to spend his life wasting it, then why was he granted life? V'ra'uy l'tordo min ha'olam. And then, so to speak, in heaven they say, okay, what a waste. What did we give him life for? Ki hevel hu ve'hevel yamav. His days, the time he was granted, is all vain. V'achar shechaya kama shanim v'nitasek b'yizko v'lo il. So after a person has been given a chance, he's lived a certain amount of life, and he's done nothing productive with that time. So then why should they give him more of that time from heaven? Mashal lemelech shenatan, shukach, toda rabba. Mashal lemelech shenatan mea kesef leavdo, veshlicham layam. It's like a king that gives a servant 100 silver coins, and the servant goes and tosses it into the sea. V'chazal b'kech menu acherim. And then the servant comes back and says, could you give me more? V'alo ro'il shelo yiten lo yoter. So then it doesn't make sense to give him more. Kach mi she'eino osek b'torah. The same is true with one who's granted life, and he doesn't use it for learning Torah, for dealing, for having a life of Torah. So then in heaven, they say, why should we give him more of that? What did he do with what we've given him? So that's Rabbeinu Yonah says, these 4 points are 4 points that will cause a person to waste time from learning Torah. It's interesting that he takes it to the direction of Torah. I always understood the Mishnah to be about productivity, not specifically Torah. So he's saying, yeah, productivity revolves around Torah. Because sleeping late in the morning and drinking wine in the afternoon and spending your time chatting idly, these are all things that that'll affect all productivity in all Torah, in all mitzvot. But he says, okay, the focus of it all is Torah, and so that's the focus of the Mishnah.